수강. 유형 기출 맛보기.
When people face real adversity, disease, unemployment, or the disabilities of age, affection from a pet takes on new meaning. A pet's continuing affection becomes crucially important for those enduring hardship, because it reassures them that their core essence has not been damaged. Thus, pets are important in the treatment of depressed or chronically ill patients. In addition, pets are used to great advantage with the institutionalized aged. In such institutions, it is difficult for the staff to retain optimism when all the patients are declining in health. Children who visit cannot help but remember what their parents or grandparents once were and be depressed by their incapacities. Animals, however, have no expectations about mental capacity. They do not worship youth. They have no memories about what the aged once were and greet them as if they were children. An old man holding a puppy can relive a childhood moment with complete accuracy. His joy and the animal's response are the same. Actual reading.
1. In a famous experiment, a psychologist named Harry Harlow separated infant monkeys from their mothers and put them with two different substitute dolls. Both substitutes were the same size, but one was made of wire, while the other was made of wood covered with soft cloth. Both had an electric light placed inside them to provide warmth, but only the wire mother had a milk bottle from which the baby could drink. Harlow discovered that even though the wire doll was a source of nourishment, the infant spent more time with the cloth one. He concluded that not only do children look to their mothers for basic needs like food and warmth, but they also want to feel emotional attachment.
Two. Confirmation bias refers to the habit of interpreting information in a way that supports one's already held beliefs. Consider the stereotype that red cars are driven dangerously. If you see a red car being driven fast, you are likely to think the driver is reckless. Meanwhile, if a blue car is being driven at the same speed, you won't think much about it. This type of thinking can lead people to narrow, prejudiced points of view. In order to avoid this, we should always try to think of counterexamples. When it comes to drivers of red cars, there are two alternate possibilities. One is that they are just as safe as everyone else. The other is that they are actually safer than the average driver. Focusing on these possible alternatives helps you notice examples that you would typically ignore.
Three. A recent scientific study has shown that a baby's cries trigger a rapid response from their caregivers. In an experiment, the reaction times of volunteers were compared after they listened to three different sounds: a crying baby, an adult in distress, and a singing bird. To test their response times, volunteers played a game in which they had to hit one of nine buttons, reacting as quickly as possible to whichever buttons randomly flashed. Despite the fact that all three of these sounds were similar in pitch and variability, baby cries were found to elicit the fastest responses. Clearly, few sounds provoke as strong a reaction as the cry of a baby does. As a result, adults are motivated to respond to the infant's needs quickly and decisively.